T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.648, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday, July 5th. Josh Starr joins us, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU, as we celebrate America's birthday this weekend. A survey shows that Americans' pride is moving up somewhat from last year's record low. Good morning, Josh. How are you? And happy 4th of July and 5th of July weekend, whatever we're greeting each other with. You know what? Happy America Day. How about that?
Sure. Happy 4th, 5th, whatever it is. Good to talk to you.
Tell me what this survey shows in terms of, and I'll ask the audience, too, if you want to text me at 504-260-1870. Are you proud to be an American? What makes you proudest to be American? And what are some things maybe about America that you're not so proud of? But what does this survey show?
So I haven't seen the exact survey. But if it, you know, I think that from where we were in 2020, things are certainly on the improvement in terms of the economy, in terms of things being opened back up. Obviously, it's a very different political situation, but just having that positive trajectory of moving away from, you know, we're not out of the woods, but where we were on coronavirus and that being the major issue, probably just not being in the middle of a presidential election, which always pits both parties against each other, helps. But I would say, yeah, you know, I think that's a positive sign, but I'd be interested to know, you know, 2016 versus 2017, 2012 versus 2013. It might just be that we're not in a presidential election year.
It is interesting that you mention that, because the presidential election, for the most part, isn't about why candidate A is so good. It's about why candidate B and his or her party is so bad. So the two of them are beating on each other, and it's kind of hard to feel good about what's going on in the country when you're hearing about all this, right?
That does seem to be it. Yeah, the vast majority of advertisements are negative, and I would say most of what candidates say on the stump is negative, and that's definitely true for both parties. So just the atmosphere of what Americans are saying about each other is pretty negative during a presidential race. So getting that out of the way and, you know, being 3 years away from the next one, it might make sense that people are feeling a little better about things.
Are we moving to midterms? Used to not, I don't think, other than for political junkies or those in the profession, generate a lot of interest. It seems as though now, though, the public is taking a lot more interest in midterms. Would you agree or not?
I mean, I think maybe recently, maybe in the last three decades, you know, when I teach about midterms, I talk about 1994, the Republican takeover of the House led by Newt Gingrich, the contract with America. You know, Republicans hadn't controlled the House in 50 years. But that was really the first, one of the first major examples of a coordinated national campaign by a party to say, like, vote Republican up, you know, everywhere, because here's what you're going to get everywhere with the contract with America. And ever since then, the House has switched hands during the midterm elections every time except for 1998 during the Clinton impeachment and 2002 right after September 11th. But since then, every other midterm, the House has switched hands. So,
I'm
laughing. I think it's gotten more intense.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because you said if by recently you mean three decades ago, and I was talking about that, but I had no idea it was that long ago. It doesn't seem as though it was 30 years ago, does it? Man.
Well, if you have to teach it to college students, it does, actually.
Ooh-wee, I can only imagine how that must make you feel. 652, 8 before 7, taking a break, coming back. We're talking about Pride in America. And text me here at the Oakland Heart Jeweler, WWL, talking text line, 504-260-1870. Let me know what makes you proud to be an American, or candidly, what makes you ashamed to be an American, or some things that you don't like so much. Back in a flash, I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. 656, Tommy Tucker, WWL, July 5th. Thanks for starting your morning with us. If you're working along with us, thanks. If you're off and you're just early, up early, well, thanks. Josh Jarre, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU. A new survey out shows that Pride in America is ticking up from last year's record low. 43% are extremely proud and 26% very proud to be an Americans. How does that, Josh, traditionally break down between party, Republicans or Democrats, or does it all depend on what's going on at the time?
It does definitely depend on what's going on at the time. I did look up the survey while we were in the ad. And so I think traditionally Republicans are slightly more proud of their country, although the biggest movement that you see is after September 11th, where there was a huge jump among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. But it seems like most of the uptick since last year can be explained by Democrats. There's an increase in Democrats being proud of their country, a decrease in Republicans saying that they are, and independents stay about flat. So that didn't necessarily used to be the case, that presidential elections moved that particular measure, apparently. But in this case, maybe presidential elections are becoming more linked to national pride. If you're a partisan, if you're an independent, it seems like it stays pretty flat.
You mentioned your students before, and I'm just wondering, in terms of age, do you question the government when you're younger and you're maybe you go by what your parents say, so you're waving the flag and you're proud, then when you get to be 18 or 25, you think you know everything, and you know everything that's wrong with the country, then, you know, marketers call it a pig and a python, where the same people pass through the same stages. Is that kind of the way it works, Josh, or not?
There are definite age effects for this measure. I'm not sure if it's a cohort thing or not. I mean, you have to wait and find out, right? The group that's least proud, according to this survey, is the young, and particularly the very young, whereas the group that's most proud is the old, the oldest sections of the survey group. So, you know, I think there's probably an element of that where people are questioning things when they leave the house, maybe when they go to college. But, you know, I think pride in the country among younger people is a bit lower maybe than it was in previous years. But again, if you're comparing things to a post September 11th world, you're comparing things to a time when national pride was very high.
This just goes to your experience and what you see from students and so forth. And I'm just wondering if the people that are 18 and 20 and 20, I have a 24-year-old myself, and we don't see eye to eye politically, but we enjoy the jousting back and forth. If that generation will change the country, or if as they achieve success, they want to hang on to what they have, just like the people that have achieved success now want to hang on to what they have, do you think they just move into the roles of people that are older than them, or do you think they really change the country?
Yeah, I think they have the potential to. They grew up in a completely different technological environment than older generations did. And if that's the way things keep moving with commerce and with the way things, you know, where the economy moves, I think they could be at the forefront of that. And that's a whole different thing. And so, mm-hmm. you know, could they keep some of the younger ideals that they have and still, you know, still make money and become successful? Possibly.
Yes. Interesting question. I wish I'd be around to watch it all. I don't think I'll see it, but I wish I could. Thank you, Josh. We'll be back in a flash. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.